Proclamation number 7272 of 1st of February, 1959. God's love pursues man until he himself opens his heart. You will never ever lose my love, no matter how far you distance yourselves from me, for you emerged from my love and your fundamental substance is and remains love, just as my fundamental nature is love. Yet as long as you yourselves are in opposition to me, my love will also find resistance against which it cannot force itself. My love waits until you give up your resistance and voluntarily turn to me. And this is to happen during your earthly lifetime as a human being, where you are endowed with intellect and free will, for you have to consciously turn the latter towards me and thereby open yourselves to my illumination of love. As long as you don't do this, as long as you still turn away from me, my love cannot take effect on you, thus you will feel nothing of my love, and yet it applies to you, it pursues you even in times of resistance, it does not let go of you. Because love constantly seeks unification with the object of its love. But since this can only happen voluntarily on your part, because my love is always willing to do so, it constantly follows you, seeking to determine you, likewise seeking love which will then truly flow into you in richest measure. If only I succeed in turning your thoughts and intentions towards me, then I can also draw your attention to the God who wants to be your Father. I can make you aware of all works. Through the works of creation I can draw your attention to a being which loves you and wants to give you joy, and then I can slowly kindle love in you for this being. I can present myself to you as the Father who, in love for you, wants to do everything in order to make you happy. And I have won you as soon as you feel touched by my love yourselves, as soon as you think about the God and Creator who is your Father from eternity. If only once such thoughts occupy you, then I will have taken root in your hearts and you will then also never be able to displace me from them again, even if you temporarily turn your thoughts to the world again. But the God whom you once recognized as Father, you will then no longer give him up yourselves. For I love you and my love keeps you captive once it could only ignite in your hearts. You had to travel a long path in order to learn to recognize me in the stage of self-awareness. But once you have recognized me as the being from whom you once approached your origin, then you will soon have reached the end of your development. For then my love will be able to take hold of you, and you will feel this because you will no longer be able to get away from thoughts of me, because again and again you will turn to me, whose love you now long for and will certainly be granted to you. And if you can now also love me yourselves, then the bond has already been established, which is the goal of every human being on earth. Then my love will have ignited in you, and what it grasps it will never let go of again. Because I myself am love, I must one day also succeed in the work of return, for your fundamental substance is also love, which one day will also remember itself, which will ignite as soon as a spark has ignited. And this spark of love has been placed in every person's heart. And if it comes into contact with my fire of love, then it must ignite and seek to unite with the fire of eternal love, because love seeks union and will not rest until it has entered into it. One day you will all become mine on this path of love, and in order to shorten the time of separation between us, which your free will has to abolish, my love pursues you until you turn around and open yourselves to me, until you yourselves open your heart to me, into which my love now shines with brightest light. Until the fire of my love completely transfigures you and you have become one with the eternal love, with me myself, who is your Father from eternity. Amen.